Lots and lots of changes in the Google Ads, used to be AdWords, space. And in this episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast, I'm going to break down what I think are the most important changes and new features that apply to small business. You can't ignore this space. Check it out. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jansen. Today I'm going to go solo. I'm going to do a session on some of the changes that have happened in Google Ads. Some really big changes afoot. I'm recording this in August of 2018, and like all things, more change I'm sure is coming, but I wanted to update some of the most significant changes. Now, a lot of changes have to do with really big advertisers, but I'm going to stay focused primarily on the things that I think are most important for the small business. Whether you are thinking about AdWords, you are using it kind of, you're a power user, I think it's important that you understand these changes. And some of them are technical things. They're tweaks to, say, the interface. Some of them, I think, are fundamental changes to how Google views advertising and maybe even their space and place in the world of advertising for small business and how that relates to a lot of marketing tactics like SEO and content as well. So the biggest change, I suppose, is that we have known the primary Google ad tool is AdWords. And the biggest change, I guess, is that they are now changing that. They've dropped words. So it is now Google Ads. And I think it has a lot to do, quite frankly, with their view. I think when that product came out, a lot of advertising was sold on keywords. That was really the unit that drove somebody intent and clicking. And I think that now they've realized, first off, that they are much more comprehensive than keywords. I mean, they're into pretty much every space that we exist today online. And so I think they wanted to take a more comprehensive approach. But I also think that they are going to employ a lot of machine learning and behavioral tracking to figure out what people's real intent is when they go online and they search for something. So it's really more about the way people ask questions and what their intent is that I think they're going to use as an engine to drive a lot of this. Now, again, they made a lot of changes for big, you know, enterprise advertisers with their platform, but the Google marketing platform. But I really, again, as I said, I'm going to focus on the what I think are the most important for small business. There's a couple new things that are features, I suppose. The first one is there now is an application you can download to your desktop, the AdWords Power Tool or the editor, AdWords Editor. It's a lot like the, I don't know if you used to do the Facebook one, but it was a little bit like the Facebook editor. And the idea behind this is that you can download your campaigns, work on them offline, and then upload them back up again. So you don't have to just sit there on the platform the entire time. So I think that's going to have some real usefulness for a lot of folks. There's also a Google Sheets integration. So if you're not using Google Sheets, it's the online version of Excel, I suppose, but it's online and it's part of Google and it's free and a lot of people use it today. And what this integration allows you to do is take all the reporting out of AdWords. I don't find the reporting in AdWords, well, first off, it's not that flexible. I mean, there's lots of filters and things, but you can't change how it looks too well. And so this, to me, gives us a lot of flexibility in creating reports and tracking reports and integrate it straight into AdWords using Google Sheets. I think this will be a nice application, particularly if you are, you know, one of those people out there that reports to multiple clients, an agency or a consultant. I think you're going to really love this, but I think it's truly a good feature for small businesses because I don't think that I don't think the reporting in Google AdWords is that great. They are introducing some new campaigns. And before I get into that, I'm going to give you my cynical view. In an effort to make AdWords as simple as possible for the small business advertiser, basically you get on there and say, I want the phone to ring. Here's my budget. And they'll do everything for you. Now, the cynical side of me says that that's a really good way to spend your budget and not really have any control or appropriate measures to rein in how that money is spent. So with simplicity or with ease or convenience, I think comes a cost. And so even though or as they make things much easier to do, I think they're also making it much easier to spend your money as well. And that's not always a good thing. There's a couple new campaign types. There's one called local ads. And here, again, they are attempting to make it very easy for you to create, you know, one campaign and have that campaign propagate against search and maps and places pages and display campaigns and even into YouTube. So by doing so, the idea is that you don't really have to jump to all those platforms, create a new campaign, create new ads. They're just going to have a smart editor that will allow you to add images and ads, and then just tell them, I want to run this as best as you think I should, Google. I want to run this in all these places. So it is a great way, I think, to get some things spread across some other folks or some other places. And there is a fairly new, I'm not going to go into too much detail, but a fairly new ad unit in YouTube called Lead Ads, where somebody, you can have an ad message and actually collect an email address, similar to Facebook Lead Ads have been doing that for a while. And a lot of people are really jumping into that one. So it might be a good place to start looking at, outside of just what was the AdWords or the search platform. Another piece that is probably showing up for most people is Google is experiencing a new type of ad. So if you go to ads and extensions, you're going to see something that is called a responsive search ad. And the idea behind this is back in the beginning, we would create, it was best practice, create two or three ads and two or three headlines and try some different calls to action. Of course, within the parameters of, how many characters you got in those, three lines and a headline. Today, with responsive search ads, you're able to create a pool of headlines, a pool of descriptions, and these things can be massive, up to 300 characters. And the idea is that Google is going to test all those possible combinations. I think by the time you get everything you can customize, it's thousands and thousands of combinations. And they are going to decide which one is performing the best. So theoretically, you have the ability to just try all kinds of stuff and let Google figure out what is going to work. The idea behind this should lift conversion significantly, or at least click-through rate significantly, which of course is what Google really cares about because that's how they get paid. But it should also increase conversion if better ads are getting more click-through, and as long as where that person is going is what they expected to see. Here's the implication that I think for advertisers, the implication is you can try some things and hopefully get better conversions without just kind of having to experiment and constantly look at your testing. But I think if you start to look at these ads can actually have extensions in them still. They're going to be huge. And so in terms of size, and so I think they're going to take over, now all of a sudden the organic results are going farther and farther down the page. If you're on a mobile device, you've got to scroll a long way to find that first organic result. And so I think that's going to be as much of the implication of this. I think the message for small business marketers is that you can't ignore AdWords. I never want you to depend on it. You have to be working on social media and content and ways to get organic search, but I think you can't ignore this as a piece of your online presence. The last item I want to talk about, and this doesn't impact everyone yet, but it's certainly going to impact a lot of folks that are tuning in here. And that's called the local service ads from Google. So a local service ad, and we'll have, if you want to check out the show notes, we'll have a screenshot of the local service ads, what I'm talking about. But essentially what they're doing is they're going after industries that they believe they can actually not just get a toehold with clicks, but actually charge for leads. So, and those industries are HVAC contractors and plumbers and locksmiths. So it's a lot of home services. Actually, they used to call them home service ads, but they're now calling them local service ads. And they're going to expand this to about 15 categories. But the idea is that these ads will show up at the top. You have to apply to be in this program. You actually have to get something that's called Google Guaranteed, which means that anyone that goes into a home on behalf of your business has to actually have a background check. Google's got a whole process for doing it and for applying. You have to have good reviews in order to participate, or certainly to successfully participated in this program. And the Google is not sending people directly to your website. When somebody clicks on this ad, it's hard to pass these ads up. They dominate the screen on a laptop. They certainly dominate a mobile device in the category. And so if somebody clicks on that ad, they put in some information about their business, and Google's actually using a tracking phone number so that they will be participating in the delivery of that lead to you. And so in their belief is that's now worth $25, $50, $100 maybe, depending upon the category and the competition, because they've delivered a verifiable lead to you. Now, there's a process where the advertiser can say, hey, that wasn't really a good lead. I want my money back, and they'll do that. But if you think about it, they're going to participate in it. They're going to track the phone call. They are going to look at a review that gets tied to that lead, and that will be a verified customer review. I mean, they'll be able to say this wasn't just somebody who might have used that company. It's going to be, this is somebody we know used that company because they came through our process of generating the lead. So this, I think, is a category that's only going to grow and get bigger. It is in, initially it was launched in cities. I'm finding it pretty much everywhere now. And the list of categories of businesses that they are targeting, I believe, will only grow. You're going to have service businesses like photographers and salons, in my opinion, that will start showing up in this program as well. So takeaway, I think their advertising is moving more to being about intent, because it's going to use artificial intelligence and machine learning. Ads are going to continue to squeeze more and more space out of the search box. I think that they've come up with more ways for you to give them their budget, but I don't think that you could ignore ads. That's my take on it. So hopefully that was a helpful kind of quick rundown of the changes in the Google Ads space. If you are struggling with this, check out, we'll do an audit for you. We'll audit your entire online presence, including your ads that you're running today, and kind of point you in the right direction if you're struggling with that. You can find the link to our total online presence audit and the show notes at ducttapemarketing.com. We love those reviews, so hopefully you're enjoying the show. Take care.